front-page dramas. The roar of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed. 15,000 an hour until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color. Great fiction, interesting features, factual articles, color illustrations. All these are to be found in every issue of the American Weekly, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This week's front page drama, Love in Death United, is a dramatization of incidents in Chapter 2 of the inside story of the Three White Rajas by Her Highness the Rani of Sarawak. This is the romantic history of the Brooks family, who for three generations have ruled Sarawak as the world's only White Rajas. During their reign, the Brooks family have ruled these primitive and sometimes savage people with the utmost simplicity and understanding in an effort to educate and reform them. They have encouraged the natives to come to the palace to discuss their problems, which quite often are filled with dark drama and tragedy. Early one morning, the peace of the palace grounds was rudely disturbed by...
Command to release that girl, Captain.
Yes, Your Highness.
Sergeant, use the sentry. Release the prisoner at once.
Now then, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, well, speak up, Sergeant.
Yes, Sire. The sentry here saw this lolly bush girl.
Sergeant, she is a Dayak maiden.
To be sure, Your Highness. Sentry saw the Dayak maiden, gave the alarm, and we commanded her to halt. She runs. We chase. We catch. She fights, scratch, bite. She gila gila. Look.
Oh.
You see, Your Serene Highness, is the head of girl she holds there.
I fear me too well, Sergeant. But I think I am perfectly capable of handling the matter. You and the sentry may retire.
Very well, Miss Dyke.
You may remain, Mr. Wilson.
Yes, Your Highness.
Now, who are you? Why are you here?
Tuan Rani, I am Mala, first sister of Simara and Dampang. Good fishers and boatmen, 3 moons and 2 sons of river. They served Tuan Raja and Rani many times.
Yes. Yes, I remember them now. But tell me, Mala, why are you here so far from your longhouse? Why do you disobey Tuan Raja and carry head?
This the head of bad girls. She made much sin against my brother Simara, Tampang. Bring sorrow to my family.
But if she was wicked, you should tell Tuan Raja or Rane. We would punish her. But you have been wicked, too. You know what Tuan Raja says about cutting off people's heads.
Always, Tuan Rani. Mala, much sorry.
Then why did you do it?
My brother Simara and Tampang very much love 2 sisters, Noor and Lima. Simara, Tampang be good, kind, work hard. But him, my brothers cannot marry Nu and Lima. Their family will not let that be.
I see. But why won't Nu and Lima's parents let them marry your brothers? They are good men.
They say we too poor.
Oh,
not many head hang. Father no good. Mother no good. High priest say his sons be good to marry Nu and Lima.
You see, Mr. Wilson, the plot thickens. The high priest wanted his sons to marry the girls. Well, Mala, what happened?
My brothers go out in darkness each night. Meet Nu and Lima. Together they be happy. But she, Taha, whose head I bring,
tell high priest. And your high priest was very angry. Ah, but that was no reason for you to cut Taha's head off.
You hear all, Tuan Rani. Then you know. High priest say my brothers be wicked. Say too that sisters Nu and Lima be wicked. When people be wicked, it makes gods angry. Gods be angry, no send rain for long, long time.
You hear that, Mr. Wilson? That high priest was a cunning old faker. There'd be no rain at the river. Crops burn up. So the high priest uses that as propaganda against these innocent young lovers.
Yes, Your Highness, I'm beginning to fathom it now. He wanted to break up the romance so that his sons could marry these desirable sisters. So he forbade any moonlight courting.
That's the idea, yes. But the young people defied him and met secretly. Then Taha, the girl whose head Mala cut off, betrayed him.
But there must be more to the story than that, Your Highness.
Oh, definitely, but we'll get it now. Very well, Mala, tell us more.
Oh, wait, Tuan Ron. One night 7 moons ago, my brothers steal away from the longhouse to meet Nu and Lima. But the wicked girl saw her watch and run to sea.
See, Lima, my sister, all is well. Our lovers come again at nightfall. No one will see us here in the jungle. In the shadow of this great tree, we will be safe. Safe to enjoy the love our people try to deny us. that the gods can still see it, and they are angry with our people. For many moons, no rain is falling, and the sun burns the crops. Soon all will be lost, and hunger and sickness will be upon us. The gods are not angry with us. The gods are kind and know we are young, and it is right to love when one is young. Oh, listen, our love is approached.
We have come again, my lovely sister. Oh. We are delayed a little in making sure that all is well. The chief priest says that all people must stay in the hut and humble themselves to the gods and make supplication and prayer that the gods may reward the faithful with rain.
But we have prayed, and now we turn to love. Do not the gods command us to love, marry, and bear children, that the faithful may flourish and add to the number of the children? Come, sweet Lima. Let us leave our sister and brother that we may all enjoy the sweetness. Surely.
Oh, listen, the drums. The drums of the high priest. He calls all the people to him for prayer. We will be missing.
Quick. We must return. There is no time to lose. We are discovered here breaking the laws of the high priest. It will mean death.
They are coming closer. Have we been betrayed or followed?
There is still time if we leave the path. Cross through the jungle. It is dark.
Look through the trees. The torches. They're all through the jungle. They're searching for us.
Yes.
We see more torches. On all sides they encircle us. We're trapped. The circle is closing in. What can we do?
Quick. Lie close to the ground against the tree. Cover yourself with vines. Here the jungle is dense and dark, and we may escape the watchful eyes of the hunters.
Oh, no.
Come.
No, we have to obey the gods. We are doomed. The gods will guide their footsteps here to us. Oh, woe. Death will be ours.
Oh, stop thy crying. Still thy tears. Do as thou art told and trust to fortune.
There they are! The faithless ones! Lost in lovers' embraces, breaking the laws of their high priest, courting the anger of the gods, while you, my faithful people, you are spending your hours in silent meditation, in prayer and supplication that the gods once more may smile upon us and send us rain to spare our crops. These selfish ones seek pleasure among themselves. You, my faithful people, shall decide their fate. What shall it be? You, my people, you have spoken. Best it shall be. Best as a sacrifice to appease the wrath of the gods.
Mercy, O high priest. Show us thy mercy. We are but young and thoughtless in our great love for our young men. Spare us, O high priest, and we will pledge our lives to thee and atone for this wrongdoing.
Harm not these maidens, O holy one. We and we alone are to blame. Show them thy mercy, and if the sacrifice must be made, let my brother and me serve thy purpose.
No, yes. No, spare us all, or not at all. Life without thee, my loved one, is dark as the jungle night when the rain falls.
The maiden has spoken words of wisdom. If you must die, and die you will, you must all die together. That shall be it. Death for all in death. That tree there shall be your tomb. Death in a living tomb. The gods will bless the tree and keep it alive, nourished by the death within. Come forth now, four young, sturdy warriors. Good. Draw forth your blades and cut a door to the fullness of the trunk of the living tree. Well done, my faithful warriors. At last thy labors are at an end. The tomb within the tree is ready. Seize you now the faithless. Place them within the tree.
Come, my beloved. Bear up and show thy courage. Let us show our people that our love triumphs even over death. Look at thine eyes and look into mine. Hold me as close as I hold thee. We shall be together forever, even in death. Drink quickly of this, the juice of the tuber plant.
It shall be as you say. Come, my own. I am ready. I drink of the tuber.
It is time, my little flower. Let us follow the example of thy sister and my brother. Drink of the juice of the tuber shrub. It is better that we shall be together forever, united in death, until we reach the land of Sabaoth.
Thy love is my strength to endure all things. Let us join our brother and sister.
Close the door, my warriors, and bind the stout vines closely around the tree trunk so that it may be locked forever.
I take head of Taha because she betray my brothers to priest.
Your Highness, what was the use of the tuba plant and the journey to the happy land of Sabian?
It is the poisonous juice of a plant that grows profusely in the northern jungle. It is no Dyak's belief that if young people are denied the right to share one another's love in this world, because parents are dead, they have only to take some of this poison and they will go to the land of Sabian, where they will be happy together high on a hill beneath the shade of the tuba shrub.
You have just heard the front page drama, Love in Death United, a radio dramatization based upon incidents in Chapter 2 of the inside story of the Three White Rajas by Her Highness the Rani of Sarawak. The amazing narrative history of the world's only white Rajas who have ruled the strange land of Sarawak on the island of Borneo. Among the many top-flight features that have made the American Weekly the nation's reading habit have been the inclusion of many outstanding novels. For example, in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, don't miss the second installment of Flowers for Her Room. This compelling and intimate story of a young woman, the mother of three children, her sacrifice and struggle, complicated with a decision to resume a stage career, will touch the heart of every reader. If you missed last week's issue, remember there will be a resume of the opening chapters, and you can easily pick up the thread of this new novel in next Sunday's American Weekly. The story, illustrated in full color, is by the famous authoress, Helen Grace Carlyle. Be sure to read Flowers for Her Room in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.